This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, July 27th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Checkoffs under attack. Agency update. Reg timelines. Ex-FDA official. Money, not the issue. Critics take aim at checkoffs. Sugar program in spending debate. House Republican leaders continued to struggle yesterday to get the party support they need to bring up the fiscal 24 spending bill for USDA and FDA. In the meantime, farm groups have been bracing for amendments that attack key USDA programs. The produce industry has been working to reverse a cut to WIC benefits. At a meeting of the House Rules Committee yesterday, two critics of checkoff programs appealed for a vote on a proposed amendment that would cut off USDA funding for operating checkoff programs. GOP representatives Gloria Spartz of Indiana and Tom Massey of Kentucky claimed the programs lack accountability and the checkoff fees amount to an unfair tax on farmers. Massey also took aim at the $1 million annual salary that now Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack earned as head of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, a checkoff-funded group. Major commodity groups argue that the programs are critical to building markets and have adequate USDA oversight. By the way, House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania filed a series of amendments attacking various aspects of the federal sugar program, which is regularly targeted during farm bill debates. From the other side, Democrats took aim at the spending bill for slashing the benefits for fruit and vegetables in the WIC nutrition program. The benefits for adults would be reduced from $44 to $13 a month. The International Fresh Produce Association is backing an amendment that would restore the higher benefit. By the way, the House is scheduled to vote today on a Senate-approved resolution that would overturn the endangered species listing for the lesser prairie chicken. The vote is largely symbolic since President Biden will veto the measure, which faces heavy Democratic opposition in Congress. Poultry tournament system rule advances. Federal agencies have released their latest semi-annual regulatory agenda. In some cases, the agendas outline rough estimates of when regulations will be issued. The Labor Department's Employment and Training Administration is developing a proposal to improve working conditions for farm workers, but hasn't published a timeline. The use of the H-2A program has gone substantially in recent years, and the department is committed to protecting agricultural workers in light of their significant vulnerabilities, the regulatory agency says. Now, take note of rule revising parameters of the tournament system used by poultry integrators to pay growers is now under review at the Office of Management and Budget. The measure, sent to OMB last Friday, is one of two USDA final rules and five proposals under review at OMB. The other final rule involves integrity of child nutrition programs, while the proposed rules address, among other issues, quality control in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, user fees in the Agriculture Quarantine and Inspection Program, and the Rural Development Voucher Program. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. House Ag Farm Bill sessions continue. Members of the House Ag Committee are hitting the road again, this time for a listening session in Maine, in the home district of Democrat Shelley Pingree. House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania will lead the meeting. Other members who will be attending include Indiana Republican Jim Baird, Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern, and Illinois Democrat Jonathan Jackson. Former FDA official says FDA doesn't need more money. The former food safety official at USDA doesn't think the agency needs more funding until it can prove it's using its current budget appropriately. I think the budget system within federal agencies, certainly FDA, lacks the transparency that the American public deserves, Frank Yannis told members of the International Dairy Foods Association yesterday. He says the current $1.4 billion budget is a lot, and he believes FDA could use that money more efficiently. Yannis encouraged those in the food industry to provide constructive criticism on ways FDA can continue to evolve to meet future needs, especially as it moves forward with the Human Foods Program changes. Yannis says a lot of the conversation from FDA over the last year on FDA restructuring has missed the appropriate balance on vision, strategy, and organizational structure. United Nations confirms Russia has hit more Ukrainian grain ports. Beyond Odessa, Russia has attacked two Ukrainian ports on the Danube River in recent days. UN Assistant Secretary General Mohammed Khalid Kahari said yesterday during a Security Council meeting. Russia's attempt to cripple Ukrainian grain exports beyond the main Odessa ports now includes the bombing of ports of Reni and Esmail, two river ports where commodities are loaded onto barges and sent to the Romanian port of Constanta on the Black Sea. Ukraine's alternative export routes have become more important after Russia shut down Ukrainian exports from its main ports in Odessa, deliberately targeting infrastructure that facilitates the export of food to the rest of the world could be life-threatening to millions of people who need access to affordable food, Kahari said. Legislation would expand school meal aid for Native kids. House and Senate Democrats have introduced legislation to make Native American children categorically eligible for free school meals and create a USDA pilot program funding tribal administration of federal school lunch and breakfast programs. The pilot program proposed in the Tribal Nutrition Improvement Act would award $10,000 to $100,000 grants in 10 tribal entities to directly administer the National School Lunch Program, Summer Food Service Program, or the Child and Adult Care Food Program. It would also adjust school lunch and breakfast program reimbursement rates for schools funded by the Bureau of Indian Affairs or located on reservations. Here's today's She Said It. It's not head-scratching, it's gob-smacking. It's stupid. That Representative Mary Gay Scanlon of Pennsylvania complaining about the level of funding for the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program and the FY24 Agriculture Appropriation Bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, July 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.